Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you live here on a Wednesday morning. Wednesday, September the 6th, 2023, 17 minutes past the hour, 70 degrees and sunny skies here in the Marion area. All right. We're off and running. I'll tell you, some things just boggle the mind some days, but you know what? Here we are for another big day of programming. Now, hope everybody's having a good time out there. Do want to remind everybody, we will not be live tomorrow. Tomorrow, oddly enough, falling on Labor Day, during Labor Day week, is the one Thursday every 2 months that I do have to miss. So I will not be live tomorrow, but I will be back on Friday morning. And we will have the full Friday festivities, Friday festivity programming on the station. 8:15 in the morning, it'll be Sean Kraft and I. 9:15, Pastor Whitaker. 10:15, it will be Matt Morgan, I and Sean Kraft. 11:15, Pastor Craig. And 12:15, the Exchange Club, Pastor Craig, Matt Morgan, Sean Kraft, and myself. And then on Friday night, 8:15 until 10 p.m., it'll be Carrington Nelson, Sean Kraft, Matt Morgan, and myself. And how about that Friday show? You know, as I said 2 weeks ago, I think Carrington came out of her shell maybe it was two Fridays ago. And she's just been tremendous, and we've had a lot of fun with her, and we will continue to have fun with her. She's the girl who's actually stuck around now. I think she's been around for 6 weeks, and we were at the studio last Friday night until after 1 a.m., so she's a lot of fun. Now, does everybody feel the way about the kids, Matt and Carrington? Having a good time with them, everything positive there? Hey, the Popcorn Festival's coming up this week. That used to be a big thing in Marion. Is it still a big thing here in the Marion area? Does anybody have any feelings on the Popcorn Festival? I know Colin Ray performs on Friday night. But beyond that, I really don't know a whole lot about the Popcorn Festival this year. Does anybody have any opinions on the Popcorn Festival? Has it taken a turn because of the talent? Has it taken a turn at all? You know, a lot of people will be down there. I think a lot of people go down for the food. A lot of people, I think, do go down for the parade, which is tomorrow night. It will be hard to navigate this town tomorrow evening. There's no doubt about that. The parade is something else. I have not been to the parade in a couple years. Has anybody been to the parade? How's it going? Give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Would love to hear your thoughts on the Popcorn Festival. We have had so many great years of the Marion Popcorn Festival, and then we had a couple of interesting years when it came to, I guess it was, I don't know what I want to say. It was just different, I guess. I don't want to say anything bad about it. It was just different. And, okay, here we go. I actually got the lineup now. On Thursday, Old School will be performing at 8:30. And the opening act is Almost Chili Peppers, the Red Hot Chili Peppers concert experience at 6 p.m. Friday, Colin Ray, and Saturday is Blackstone Cherry. Now, does anybody have any idea what Blackstone Cherry is? I have no idea what Blackstone Cherry is, but God bless them. Hope it goes well. All right, 740-751-4038. Does that get you interested in the Marion Popcorn Festival. Is that something you would like to go to? Now, I've asked this question a lot on the air, and we'll see if anybody gets it. We've given the correct answer many times. Does anybody know who performed on the main stage at the Marion Popcorn Festival the first year? And actually, the main stage was at the Palace Theater the first year. Oh, let's take the call. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, no relation to Brittany Spears, even though you're about the same age, which is interesting.
Just about.
I always think of Brittany Spears as being a 15-year-old mousketeer, don't you?
Well, I remember her more from her, pop hit sensation years, but yeah.
Oops, I'm pregnant again. There are so many different versions of that song. There's another one that you don't really say in polite company, but I think Oops, I'm Pregnant Again is pretty good.
Yeah, it's definitely different. She had a spell there where she was pregnant. How many kids does she have?
How many kids? I don't know. I'm not a fan, as you can probably tell. I make fun of her. Honestly, I think she couldn't hold Chad Clark's microphone pop filter if you want me to assess talent.
Now, what was your favorite Chad Clark song? He was on the station twice last week.
That song with the bar video. I mean, it's upbeat. I mean, he's really good. I'd heard of him, I've connected to him on Facebook, and just because someone's not some tremendous trillionaire that everybody's heard of, like Taylor Swift, or God forbid Britney Spears and others, doesn't mean there's no talent there. He has a great rumble to his voice. You know, the songs, they're happy, but they're not silly. I'm quite impressed. I see him as someone who very well could be rocketing to the top with some tremendous billion seller. He seems like a really good guy, too. I haven't had the personal contact, but you get a good feeling about the guy, and I think we may be sitting on a gold mine with him, so... Talent's certainly there. I mean, he's a better singer than I am, but that isn't hard.
You know, I like Open Hollow Road, I think, which is the name of the song. I don't have them in front of me, but that's the one I like. But just coincidentally, because I Googled it, Britney Spears only has two kids. I don't know why they make... I mean, she's certainly not the Octomom.
Well, I like to take song lyrics and change them to something humorous, often something you don't say in polite company.
Right. But, certainly, a lot of people I know have had more than two kids.
That... Black cherry thing. Is that a flavor of ice cream or is that a band?
I have a band, apparently. I don't know.
I thought it was a flavor of ice cream. Maybe it was like a special seasonal coffee flavor.
It's beyond me.
Drinking my pumpkin spice, which I don't understand why it's not available year round, because it's probably artificially flavored anyway, but I've been kind of drinking that.
Well, I would think that it'll all be entertaining because, it's free entertainment, and a lot of people do go down there for the food and things of that nature. So, yeah, I mean, I think there'll be well-attended concerts.
Yeah, Lita Ford was really good a couple years ago, or maybe it was last year. So, but I guess at some point they really did get some huge acts, and that's kind of gone by the wayside. I mean, the Beatles, Elvis... Eric Clapton, they've all come, all the biggies, right? But
yeah, quite a few. Yeah, Lita Ford was last year, actually.
Yeah, well, maybe not the Beatles, but nice to get some real big ones to come back. Acts that I like, even though I don't really like any too much in the way of current acts. But Three Dog Night, some of these older acts that I love that are still around, even if some of the members have been replaced due to death or other issues. That'd be kind of cool.
You know, there was only one act in the history of the Popcorn Festival ever rained out.
Okay.
All these years, an outside event.
Was it the Cascade singing Rhythm of the Rain? Or
no.
Back of Laughter in the Rain?
That would be ironic, though, wouldn't it?
Wouldn't that be amusing, yes.
It certainly would.
Eating that cherry-flavored ice cream that's supposed to be a band.
Yep, I think that's it. I just... The first year had great entertainment, I think even by today's standards. Back in 1981.
Maybe we can go back to our former glory. I'm not quite sure, but... And we have all these food-based festivals. Zucchini Festival. I guess Vanilla Ice was there in Obetz. Or the Bratwurst Festival.
Vanilla Ice was, like, was at the Zucchini Festival?
Festival in all these smaller cities. It's
Vanilla Ice was at the Zucchini Festival?
I believe so, yeah. I know I had several Facebook friends who posed with him or saw him. I believe Vanilla Ice was, yeah.
Boy, I'll tell you, he must be starting to scrape the...
I believe Zucchini Festival, you know, and your friends that aren't the R&B band Boyz II Men.
Well, yeah, I feel bad that Vanilla Ice is playing the Zucchini Festival. That seems like a large fall from grace.
Yeah, 2023, was there. I could have sworn, because I know I had one friend, and I think this one friend was taking a vacation to the Dominican Republic, and then when he was at the airport, he actually saw All for One. They were there, too, and he posed with them. And then he posed with Vanilla Ice.
I don't know. Is the Zucchini Fest a big thing?
You never know where someone's career may take him or her for stage.
Well, apparently right down the chute.
Yeah,
if you're Vanilla Ice.
Food-based festivals. I don't quite understand the deal. Do they grow zucchinis, and do they have like a gigantic zucchini that you can maybe take a bite out of, or you know, you can just sit on? And is there? I mean, you wouldn't know about the popcorn festival. Does it relate to different kinds of popcorn, or people talking about popcorn, or is it just something that they take because it sounds cute?
Well, I don't know. Back in the beginning, I'm not sure how it all came to be. I mean, I think at that time we were still calling ourselves the Popcorn Festival, Popcorn Capital of the World, but I don't know that we're necessarily that anymore. And a lot of times you even have trouble getting popcorn at the Popcorn Festival, but that's the way it goes.
Yeah, and then Reynoldsburg, you know, the Tomato Festival, and then the sign welcoming you to Reynoldsburg says birthplace of the tomato. I didn't know the tomatoes were born in Reynoldsburg. I never quite understood that. But, you know, there's a Tomato Festival there.
I think a lot of festivals are named Bratwurst Festival. I think a lot of them are named after food.
Then why don't we have a bologna festival in Waldo due to the world-famous bologna restaurant? That would kind of make sense. Or maybe the bologna festival should be in Washington, D.C., because that's where a lot of the bologna is, you know, hearing like Judge Judy, the way she says bologna. Maybe you should ask your friend Sam Donaldson about that.
I don't know.
Put a bologna festival in the nation's capital. There's an idea for you.
I don't know if Waldo could support a festival of that size. I think you got to get in a bigger city. And
wouldn't that be a good idea and have the bologna restaurant, GNR it's called, or something like that? Keep forgetting the name. And Waldo, like, do the catering for a big bologna festival at the U.S. Capitol? Wouldn't that be a cool idea?
Well, it couldn't be bad.
Maybe and Judge Judy could go there saying bologna. Everybody eats the bologna because you're getting a lot of bologna.
Well, you know, who knows what will happen in the future?
I think I've had too much coffee and I'm starting to act just even a little too sarcastic and creative for my own good. So we'll let Sarah call while she's riding around in her bus or Ted or one of her other valued listeners.
Okay. Was there a point you wanted to make this morning, Adam?
You know, about that band, I wasn't sure if that was a flavor of ice cream, but that's what it sounded like to me.
Oh, yeah, I don't know anything about that band.
And it kind of transitioned into all these food festivals we have. I just keep thinking, it's a zucchini, tomato, popcorn, bratwurst, and who knows whatever else.
Who knows what'll come in the future? Food festivals are a big deal.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye. All right, thanks. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz. Because I have no idea. I don't know. Will people go down to the Popcorn Festival this year? I think they will, the free entertainment. People like that. People like to get out in their own city and do their own thing. All right, let's take the phone call here. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, I've got a few minutes this morning. You want to chat?
No, let's go right ahead here.
Well, in 1981, I remember going down the street with the mayor of Marion, and on one side I was sandwiched between the mayor of Marion and a captain of the police force. And you know what? I had a bucket of beer. I still got the bucket here on display at the house, and we had paper cups, and we went over to the beer garden, and got that bucket full of beer, and we walked down Now, we wasn't up in the main drag center in Maine, but we was down there at the Harding Hotel and the Palace Theater area, and we walked west and dipping our paper cups and drinking that beer, see? So that's very, very, you know, that they frown on that if you was doing that without the Popcorn Festival. This is first year of the Popcorn Festival. About anything went back in those days. So you have to, I can't tell you who the mayor was, but and I can't tell you who the captain of the police force was, but they're still alive, both of them. So,
I believe the mayor in 81 would have been, oh, geez, his name.
He had a brother that worked out the railroad, and his last name started with an M. Now that helps.
Oh, Ron Malone.
Yeah, Ron, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was flanking my left, and, well, I better not say. It don't make any difference. I just thought I'd have a little fun with that. And I told both of them, I said, I'll tell you one thing, buddy. And of course, it's both off duty. And I said, I'll tell you guys one thing. This will never happen again, and I don't think it ever did. I don't know for sure if they called him a beer gardener or how. You didn't have to. Now you have to drink your beer in the vicinity of the beer garden. You know, you can't go out because I had a row of tickets. So I bought one year up there that was as high as your head, 6 foot of them. And you get free get beer with those tickets. And I started to come out with 4 cups of beer. And an officer got a hold of my arm and he said, he looked at me and smiled. And he called me my name. He said, that's about as far as you're going to go with that. You want me to take one there so you don't spill it? And I said, you kidding me? I said, I'm not going to spill it, and you're not going to spill it. But we had fun back in those days. And a question I want to ask, and maybe the rest of the listeners when I get off here in a minute will help out. Did we have any big names that was repeaters that come back another year or so? Now, I was up there the year. And I made this suggestion. Now, this is in, I don't know what year. It was right close after they there. Lee Greenwood. Now, he's big time there. And I told him, I said, why don't you get seats right down front of the main area there where the performers come each year and sell them for 50 or 20. Well, back then, 25 or 50 bucks a piece. They was big time. And then you could sit right there. And I said, you can have popcorn and sit there and watch the show and drink a beer because you could just walk right back to the stage and several joints was there. You just back in the back door. I mean, there was the line going back and forth on that stage center there that you go get a beer right there and come back out with it and just sit there and drink it. So, yeah, it was fun time. But, yeah, if somebody knows any repeat ones there. But Lee Greenwood, he's big time that year.
Yeah, I don't think we've ever had a repeat. The only people who I know who came back, well, Tom Jones canceled, and he was never asked back. But one year, the Gin Blossoms were canceled due to weather, a big rainstorm down there on Saturday night. So they did bring them back a few years later because they never got to perform because of the rain. But other than that, I don't think they've ever had a repeat group.
Yeah, that's why I often wondered about that. They did. Hey, Adam, he mentioned a drink or something there. With what was that thing that had the juices? Steph, you said what was the two names there?
This year's performers.
Yeah. Stone or something like that, or
yeah. Let me check it out here again. It's here. It is. Well, what is it? Chili, almost chili peppers, and then we've also got Blackstone Cherry.
Yeah, Blackstone Cherry. That's a drink. Now, you can either, you get a large, a small, medium, or large. You get the large, drink it right now, and you'll either get stoned or you'll black out.
Well, I think a lot of people are probably stoned down there already by the time they show up at the Popcorn Festival.
I'll tell you, you know, I support Marion all my life, and I joke with Marion all my life. But you know what? That is about the simplest thing that I ever heard of, and I don't care who was involved in that, and however they prevailed. We have to give me an answer, because many of those people have to be done. how could you ever get a title of the Popcorn Festival of the World or whatever they want a title? When you, and you mentioned it just a moment ago, you can't even buy a box of popcorn. Well, you can, but I mean, that wasn't the theme. But there was one year, Carol and I went up the parades many a year, sir, but I remember a flatbed truck, and it had a big plastic thing, and it was, I might be, some people can help me on that, but 14, 15, 16 foot long, and maybe 3 foot in diameter, that thing was jam-packed full of popcorn. What they ever done with all that popcorn that year, I don't know. But if anybody can remember that, I can't, I went to so many of them and so many things here, Marion, I can't really remember. But I remember that big bag of popcorn. That was a neat thing. But
yeah, I think in the beginning they tried to push popcorn because back then, Wyandotte was a major producer of it. But I think after several years, there have been years where I couldn't even get popcorn up there. Now, I don't know if that's the case in the last couple years, but I think it's just changed a little bit.
I've eaten more popcorn at the Palace Theater than I ever did at a popcorn festival.
That's true. You would think that maybe they would just have somebody out there, you know, making up popcorn during the day, but who knows? I don't know. Maybe that's too much.
They could have had those popcorn, even machines that work up there at the side. That would be a big thing. I never knew, and I may be wrong on that. They could have had a big area there with antique popcorn from the Historical Society and some big names up there popping corn and handing it out. Mayor, whoever the mayor would be, a big name, and the head of the fire department, chief, all those facilities around Marion and stuff, and that would have been a ball, you know. It just have popcorn balls and just throw them out and even play basketball. Have a net and you catch it, fishing net. I'd have my fishing net up there and just catch one and eat it and walk around.
Well, you know, I was going to say, I do remember for years when they had the antique popcorn machines from the Historical Society in the parade every year, but I don't think they even do that anymore.
Yeah, I don't know. That would been neat to have those around, and you could see that the general public that would never get up to Historical Society and things like that, that would see those on the corner. Maybe it'd be a lot to do, but I don't think it would be for me if there's allowed to get one down and get it out there and you knew how to run it. I don't think it's no big deal to use one of them, but that's just my idea. Hey, have a good one, Scott. And the other day there at what was that holiday we just had?
Labor Day.
Well, I say, what was that, Scott? And then I was going to finish up. You wouldn't know because you wasn't laboring. You said you were slipping those hamburgers and the hot dogs. You wasn't laboring, and you was patting yourself on the back. Well, I'd be one that would pat you on the back also. That's a big job when you throw a little party like that. And that was a small party, you know. We had about the same number of people here, and they said, hey, where's Hazel? And I said, I don't know. They said, Ted, it's Monday. She's down at High Wesleyan in college. They don't get off for snow days, rain days. You pay money to go to school down there. So holidays, I don't think they have a holiday during the school period. Maybe they're off at Christmas time or something like that. But
any time I'm going to have to cook more than 20 hamburgers, that's a big party. So my limit.
Scott, that's quite a few on the grill, but you got to watch those and everything. You said you didn't smoke up the neighborhood or nothing like that.
No, everything went good this year.
Well, good. Glad to hear it. And you take care, and I'll catch up with you later.
Hey, sounds good. Bye bye.
He might want to buy that. I think you'll be able to get it at the Popcorn Festival. I think they're going to sell a keg of that.
Blackstone Sherry.
There you go. You'll either black out or you'll get stoned. That'd be a good one.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right. Phone lines again are open, 740-751-4038. 41 minutes past the hour, 740-751-4038. Thoughts on the Popcorn Festival? You know, I think they start blocking off the streets today, I would imagine, in downtown Marion. I believe that process starts, which you know, that changes a lot of things. The commutes in downtown, Main Street, Center Street, it gets difficult when all these rides and things start coming in. But that's the way it goes. Only happens once a year. We only have to deal with it for 3 days. And isn't it amazing when the festival's over on Saturday night, how clean everything is by Sunday morning? Boy, those people work fast. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz here if you got any thoughts on the Popcorn Festival. 42 minutes past the hour. I still don't think we had the question answered. I've asked it many, many times here on the station. Back in 1981, who was the headline performer at the first Marion Popcorn Festival? Back in 1981, who was the first headline performer at the Popcorn Festival? Now, to be honest with you, the first year, they really had two people who I would consider to be headline performers. But the one gets mentioned more than the other. So does anybody remember back to 1981, 42 years ago, who the first headline performer at the Marion Popcorn Festival was? If you do, give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. You know, I tell you, as I look at this list here, there have been so many great performers at the Marion Popcorn Festival in the last 42 years. It's really a list of the who's who.
Go ahead, caller.
I can't remember if it was the first or when, but Rodney Dangerfield was there.
You know, I don't see Rodney Dangerfield on the list here. Hello? Oh, I think we lost our caller. If that was you, give us a buzz back. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. I think we lost the call there. Rodney Dangerfield wasn't here the first year. Now, I don't remember him ever being here, and I'm running through the list here, dating back to 1981. I don't see his name. Does anybody remember Rodney Dangerfield being here? I don't remember that one. But who was here in year number one? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know, I almost think that after the 2020 festival, which was canceled, that people really wanted to come back to the festival. And I think that's why the last 2 years, I think, have drawn pretty decent crowds. But I don't know if the entertainment is what it was once considered. You know, I don't want to sit here and knock the entertainment because it's free entertainment and the people who run the Popcorn Festival do a lot to put it on down there every year. But it's just been a little different, that's all I would say, in the past couple years. I'm not sure how all that budgeting is done and how all those decisions are made. But that's show business. 72 degrees and sunny skies here in Marion. Give me a buzz if there's anything on your mind. 45 minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. All right. You know, the country music acts seemingly have always been the big ones as I look back through this list. Oh, I did want to mention, today is the big job fair over at Little Caesars. 1275 Mount Vernon Avenue here in Marion. Today, September the 6th, 2 to 6 p.m. And if you're hired, you get flexible hours, weekly pay, free pizza, which, by the way, is one pizza a week. That's the little asterisk next to it. And you have career advancement at Little Caesars. Now, I don't know why Little Caesars has such trouble hiring people. We talked a little bit about this yesterday. Why do you think Little Caesars is having so much trouble? Because clearly McDonald's is not having that trouble. And I don't think Burger King and Wendy's are having that trouble. Why do you think Little Caesars is having such trouble hiring people? Because it used to be you could pick up a pizza ready to go at Little Caesars or Twisty Bread or Crazy Bread or whatever they call it. Now that's sort of a thing of the past. What has changed, as they say? Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, not to disclose the first one there at the Popcorn Festival, the entertainer, but can you read down your list there about the first up to all the big names? Give some of those names. I kind of forget all of them that was there, but there was quite a few big names around there. Can you run down
your list? Oh, yeah, I can. I can run down some of the list here.
Okay, I'll listen for you.
All right, thanks. Yeah, and again, the phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Oh, let's take this call, and then we'll run down some of the names here who have appeared at the Marion Popcorn Festival. Go ahead, caller.
Ray Stevens.
Ray Stevens was there the first year, but, you know, he's never the one that I hear everybody mention. Do you know the one who everybody mentions?
Henny Youngman with Rodney Dangerfield. I got those two mixed up.
Yeah, that's it. Henny Youngman, a comedian, and I don't think we've had a comedian back since then.
I can't remember either.
And I'm not sure why that is. Now, did you see either one of those shows in the first year, Ray Stevens or Henny Youngman?
I can't remember because I worked downtown there in the GTE building that they just tore down, and I used to go over on my lunch break and get me a sandwich.
Now, do you remember the Popcorn Festival the first year being a big deal for people downtown?
I think it was. I really can't remember. Like I said, I was working.
Are you going to go up this year?
I always like to go get the Deuces sandwich.
It's the food. I think the food is what attracts people.
Yeah, I love those Italian sausage.
Hey, well, thanks for calling.
Okay, bye-bye.
And again, the phone lines are open here today, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Yes, it was Henny Youngman, the first year at the Marion Popcorn Festival, comedian. And Ray Stevens was there. Ray Stevens, still around, who does all the funny country music takeoffs. Now, let's take a look at the rest of the Popcorn Festival. Wanted to talk about some of the big acts over the years. Now, if there's any acts you remember going to see there, give me a buzz. Who was your favorite act in the 42 years of the Popcorn Festival? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. All righty. Well, we had a call coming in there. If that was you, give us a buzz back. 740-751-4038. If that was you calling in, call us back. We'd love to hear from you. Okay. In 81, we had Ray Stevens and Henny Youngman. In 82, we had Lee Greenwood and Helen Reddy. That was a big year in 82. In 83, we had the Righteous Brothers. I believe they were just at the Palace recently. We had Charlie Daniels was there in 85. Tanya Tucker was there in 86. Let's see. Gloria Estefan, that was a big one people remember, was there in 88. Eddie Rabbit, remember him? I Love a Rainy Night. He was there in 88 as well. Big year in 88. Let's see here. In 1990, Smokey Robinson was there. 91, the Statler Brothers were there. Now, 92, now listen to 92. The Oak Ridge Boys, George Jones, and Jan and Dean. And that was all in 1 year, 92. The Oak Ridge Boys, George Jones, and Jan and Dean. 93, Waylon Jennings was here. Three Dog Night. That was a big year. 94, Kathy Mattea and David Lee Roth. 95, Lori Morgan was here. 96 was a big year. Willie Nelson. I know people love Willie. He was here in 96. Let's see here. Aaron Tippin, 97. Tom Jones canceled in 98. What a mess that was. Okay, what else do we have? Huey Lewis in the News came back to Marion in 99. Let's see. Joe Diffie in 2001. Marty Stewart, 2002. Ricky Martin was here in 2003. How about that? That was a big name, certainly back in that time. Let's see here. What other big names over the years? Now we're getting into the time when it wasn't, the names were not as big as possible. The Gin Blossoms got rained out in 2007. What else do we have here? Blues Travelers were here in 2010. Boys to Men, that was a big concert. I remember that, 2012. The Village People were here in 2013. Let's see, what else do we have here? Nothing really much to speak. A Lone Star was here in 2018. The Gin Blossoms finally got to perform from the rain delay in 2017. And that's pretty well been it for the Popcorn Festival Big Name Entertainment. Now, do any of those names stick out to you? Did you attend any of those concerts over the years? Willie Nelson, George Jones, the Oak Ridge Boys, Smokey Robinson. Any that stick out? Any that you went to? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz. Big entertainment at the Popcorn Festival over the years. Do you have any memories of any of those particular shows? I went to a few of those, but can you imagine in 1 year, 92, having George Jones... Well, Waylon Jennings was here at one point, too. That's a pretty big name. George Jones, the Oak Ridge Boys, and Jan and Dean, all in 1 year, 1992. The fall of 92 must have been a happening year here in Marion. I wish I could have... I don't remember Eddie Rabbit in 88. But, boy, don't you like his song, I Love the Rainy Night? Now, Willie... Well, let's take the call here. Again, 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
What's old school?
Old school.
Yeah, on the bulletin board at work, they're advertising the Almost Chili Peppers and Old School. This is the first time hearing about Blackstone Cherry.
You know, I have no idea what Old School is. I don't know if that's a local thing. I don't know.
I don't know if it's like a tribute band, I'm guessing, because I never heard of them.
Well, it says the Red Hot Chili Pepper tribute band is their opening act at 6 o'clock, so I really don't know.
Yeah, this paper at work says it's school is spelled S-K-O-O-L.
Yeah. Now, do any of these people this year, Old School, Dark Cherry Night, or whatever they are, or Colin Ray, does any of that interest you?
No.
Now, I know you're a big Willie Nelson fan. Did you see him in 96?
No, I don't know. I was busy doing teenage stuff in 96.
You know, were you surprised at some of these names over the years?
Yeah, because, I mean, well, Willie obviously is amazing. And did you say the Statler Brothers?
Yeah, Statler Brothers were here in...
I like the Statler Brothers. Of course, Waylon Jennings, I don't think it gets any better than that, except for maybe Johnny Cash.
Yeah, Waylon Jennings, 93, Statler Brothers, 91.
I remember being in elementary school and hearing everybody talk about Gloria Estefan.
That was a big deal. Yeah, that was a huge deal when that happened. 88, they were here. Gloria Estefan and the Miami Sound
Machine.
I
don't think anybody was heartbroken that they missed the Gin Blossoms.
Oh, I was. But
I would never admit that to anyone.
You know what's interesting, though? I think the biggest story in all the years was 98 when Tom Jones canceled right before his performance.
The Boys to Men, that was a big one.
You know, I just don't get Boys to Men. I didn't go down there. But I think it everybody had to relive their childhood. I think that was the really last big concert they have where there was overflow. 2000.
Well, you're a dude, so I mean, it'd be kind of weird if she got all amped up about a boy band.
Well, are they a boy band? See, I don't know what they're even considered.
You're my same age. You don't. I know you remember everything I remember. VH1, MTV. You don't remember End of the Road or That was like their biggest song. The end
Well, I'm still depressed this morning that Vanilla Ice has been dulled down to playing the Zucchini Festival.
I heard something about the Zucchini Festival. Is that what you were talking about?
Yes, Adam said Vanilla Ice played the Zucchini Festival this past
weekend.
Didn't
he get in big trouble for like copyright infringement because he didn't, that his most popular song it's a remake and he didn't get, that's not a remake. But he sampled the beat or track or whatever background sound, and he didn't get permission.
You know, that could be. All I know is now if people ask me how I like my zucchini prepared, I'm going to say with Vanilla Ice.
It was an old Queen. I think Queen song. Queen,
you know, were you at the Boys to Men concert?
I've never been to any of them.
Oh, you never went to any of these concerts at
mm-hmm.
the... Okay.
Yeah.
All I remember is apparently there was a tremendous overflow, and all of these girls were going bananas, but they were older girls, you know, at that point.
Grandma's gone wild.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, it wasn't the kids that came to see that. It was pretty much the older girls. So I just don't know. I think right now the older girls who are in their 40s, that particular group...
Excuse me?
Well, I don't mean older girls.
Oh, it is on now, buddy.
No. This is a good thing, I think. Those girls right now, I think, you know, who are not particular... They're not in their 20s anymore, but they're not in their 60s yet. I think they're in limbo. So I think they're still trying to act like they're 20.
Well, let me tell you something, Sonny Boy. A new broom can sweep the floor, but the old broom knows where the dirt is.
Well, but also an old broom sometimes needs to be restuffed.
Well, how would it do? We're the same age. Well, I don't know why you up in here acting like we ain't the same age.
Well, no, I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying the women in particular, God bless their heart, they want to go. I don't see men going down there do it. Men just put on their T-shirts and their hats and go whatever, do their thing. The women put the spray tans on and dye their hair. And
we got to get all hoochified.
Yeah, yeah. And I think when you're in your 40s, I don't want to see that anymore. I mean, you know, do something
well,
different.
You never wanted to see it in the first place, Mr. No Kids, No Wife, No Nothing.
Well, I didn't want to see it in public. Let's put it that way.
Can that be the new word of the day? Can I get you to say hoochified?
Is that a word? Hoochified? These women are hoochified. With 10 seconds left to go. Hey, thanks for calling.
Bye.
All right, we're going to break here. Hoochified. Is that what these women are in their 40s? Well, God bless their heart. Okay, we'll be back after this.
You're listening to WWGH Radio, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For legendary owner of the Marion grocery store, Smith Cardinal, Bob Smith.
Well, at the height of, you know, ceiling things and everything, the height